Roger that. Well, can't be exactly sure what's going on over here, but I just got around the mess. It looks like they got, somebody got hit by a car or something, it looks like.
Boy, we're going to throw out a prayer for that individual. Obviously, it's probably the worst day of their life. God bless them, and hopefully everyone's okay. Over.
Definitely. One of the few times I don't have the scanner on in the car, so really don't know what all that's about. But we got a guy up here who... he does a Facebook thing, and he's basically like the breaking news of Saginaw, so I'll take a peek there in a little bit and see what's going on. But, yeah, it looks like there was a vehicle parked in the middle of the road there with its lights on, and so that's my deduction. I didn't see a second vehicle, so I'm just kind of guessing right now that it was pedestrian.
Ouch. That's scary.
Fortunately, up here in Saginaw, that seems to happen a tremendous amount. People really don't know how to drive up here.
You know, I don't think I've been to Saginaw since I was like a little kid. I can only imagine it probably doesn't look anything like, I don't even remember what it looks like, but it probably has changed quite a bit since the 70s.
Yeah, I've only been out here a couple of years, so I really couldn't say what the difference was. But it's definitely a city environment. Lots of stuff going on. Not a whole lot of it good.
Imagine you gotta always have your head on a swivel, eh? You know, keep an eye out.
I look at the Facebook stuff. Somebody's getting shot. Somebody's getting stabbed. Somebody's getting killed. That's just, unfortunately, that's become the normal around here. I don't live in Saginaw. I kind of live out in the burbs of Saginaw, so it's not bad where I live. But, you know, I come into Saginaw a lot for work. And, you know, yep, I just got to, you know, watch all around me all the time. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Friday.
WRPB 448 for identification purposes. We don't have too much crime around here. The most in our police blotter is people breaking into cars a lot lately. And of course, half the people in these articles leave their doors open. And they, you know, I don't leave anything expensive out in our car. It's just common sense. Over.